If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Happy holidays from all of us at Late Night with Seth Meyers. Every Thanksgiving, Seth invites his parents and his brother to join him in Studio 8G. And on today's podcast, you'll hear their conversation. Now, let's go to the Meyers family.
My guests tonight are three of my favorite people in the world. Please welcome back to the show for their annual Thanksgiving Day appearance, my mother, Hillary, my father, Larry, and my brother, Josh, everybody. All right, Mom, it's the holidays. Do you want a cocktail?
No, not yet.
You really don't want one?
No, not yet.
Okay, do you guys want one yet?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Why are you waiting? You feel like you'll be too jittery?
Yeah.
Will you pass them over? Do you think you can
do that?
No,
I can't.
I got them. Okay, great. So, I want to talk about another thing that happened this year, recently,
yes.
About a month ago.
Yeah.
Where I thought you might be too jittery, but you kept your cool. We went and saw Bruce Springsteen on Broadway.
Bruce Springsteen, the boss.
Yeah.
The best. The best.
It was a birthday present.
It was a birthday present.
And then afterwards, we got to say hi to Bruce Springsteen.
And I don't know why I thought that that wouldn't happen, but I didn't think it would happen.
Well, you're supposed to not think it's going to happen. It's a surprise.
But sometimes...
That's where she's at in her life right now.
Yeah.
If she didn't meet him, it might have been like, oh, bummer.
But you did, and you took a picture. And, Dad, I have a question, because I'm going to show the picture of Mom and Bruce Springsteen. Has Mom ever looked that happy with you?
Can I hold it up for a second?
Yeah, sure.
A little closer. No.
Yeah. And I have to say, it was really nice because I wasn't going to ask for a picture, and you were not going to ask for a picture. And we said hello, and we were walking out, and his beautiful, talented wife, Patty Scalfa, said, Bruce, you have to take a picture with Seth's mom.
Right.
And then you repaid her by getting real handsy with Bruce Springsteen. Right?
And there's another picture, though, where he's actually smooching me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw that one.
At your wedding, you guys, for the, like, mother-son dance, sang, an unusual song.
For you.
For you.
Yeah.
I came for you.
Yeah. And it was nice. And it's not a very common first dance.
No, it was like a jitterbug dance.
Yeah.
And people didn't expect that.
No. Well, there was a lot that they didn't expect from our wedding. So another thing I want to say, we showed a video of Ash, and a couple years ago on this show, we announced that we were having Ash, and so I want to take this opportunity now. You guys obviously know, but my wife and I are expecting a second. And very excited. Thank you. Very excited.
So I have to say, I get the phone call, and my Seth is sometimes a crier.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Okay. So he's crying on the phone, and he can't catch his breath. He's like sobbing. And I said, what happened? Are you okay? And he said, no, it's wonderful news. It's wonderful news. I said, what is it? And he said, well, we're going to have another baby. I said, that's fabulous. I said, why are you crying? He said, because for over a month, I've had to pretend that I don't care what sex it is, and I do care. I want a little boy so we can be Sufi and posh.
That's true. I really really wanted a brother for my son for because Ash. I was so lucky to have one. So
yeah,
that was,
they've always been the best of friends, 2 years apart, and that's exactly what Ash and Albert are going to be, right?
Well, now, okay, so you... Because we have not decided on a name, but, Dad, explain why you feel so strongly about Albert.
Well, for the old sweats that have been here every year, we've had 5 sheepdogs. They're all named Albert. We have Albert 5. And I really love the dog, and I always wonder what it would sound like if it could talk. But I never hear, like, a voice, like, on a cartoon or a movie or a child that, that's what Albert would sound like. So, I figure if they name the kid Albert, eventually he'll start to talk, and I'll say, oh, yeah, that's it. And this is a little bit sad on Thanksgiving, but the kid's going to outlive the dog.
Yeah.
And so if I have a, it's like Pinocchio. You know, he becomes a real, the dog becomes a real boy.
Right.
And everything works out.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's great. My wife. Do you think this will be a tough sell?
Well.
No, wait, we have one advantage.
Right.
She is big on the A's, so yeah. I know it's going to be an A name.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I tell you that the fact it's been 5 of our dog's names has eliminated it from...
You can tell us that, but it doesn't mean we have to stop hoping for it.
That's true. And by the way, I have another son. Who knows? Someday, if that doesn't work
would
out.
You, if you... Hypothetically, if you had a child, would Albert be eliminated as a possibility?
Albert was my name in her French class.
That's right.
That's
Albert.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's a great name.
All right.
It's a great name.
All right.
Hillary's voting for Bruce, by the way.
So I want to ask about this because right now, you know, Ash is still young, so it's hard to tell what he's inherited from me and whatnot. Dad, would you say it has a temper, Josh?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. Maybe an irrational temper?
It's the worst thing we've inherited from him.
Yeah, because you and I both have the same similar sort of irrational temper.
Yeah, and I think we go into it sort of looking back at our childhoods and thinking, like, how can we not have this come out?
Yeah.
But it's like an evil beast that now, lives within us.
Here's the good news, though. This is never a temper that was aimed at us. It was aimed at inanimate objects. Do you have a favorite?
There was a hotel, I think, in Florida. Might have been Florida. Might have been somewhere in the Caribbean where he stubbed his toe on a table, like a bamboo leg table with a glass top, and he got in a legit fight with it.
Yeah.
And it was like we had just checked in, and they were like, we might have to get rid of these people.
I remember it happening and him turning to the table with his fist up.
Yeah. And, like, the other day I came home, and I was, like, picking up a box, and I put it on the kitchen counter, and I hurt my finger, and I was like, God damn it, and I punched the box, and that hurt, and my girlfriend was there, and she was like, what happened? Which you can't really explain. Like, I put it down and hurt my finger, and then I punched it, hurt again. And she like, laughs at me when I get angry and says I look like a rooster because my hair goes like this. And... Which I get. Like,
yeah, it did look like a rooster.
You can't look angry. You can look angry. Yeah. And so it always cracks her up, which also, like, doesn't do well for my anger.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But if I think it's such a good approach to irrational anger that you witness.
Yeah.
And I know, like, Ash is going to see this in you at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And how he sort of reacts to it, I think, will be interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to try better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but again...
We got to try better.
We got to try better. Now, when we come back...
Good luck, boys. Good luck.
Real quick, obviously, as I've announced, we're going to have a second child. He's going to be a son. Dad, what do you think? 2, keep going, stop?
My philosophy was 2 hands, 2 kids.
That's it?
That was it.
If you can't handle more?
No, that was the most that I could handle.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Well, I think you did a really good job.
I thought so, too.
All right, guys, we cleared the air, but there was something, I want to say it was about 10 years ago now, that was a genuine clearing the air. That sort of happened at a dinner where it was just the 4 of us. First, let's talk about Petey the rabbit. Who would like to explain what kind of rabbit Petey was?
Well, it was Pashi's rabbit, so he should start.
Petey was a girl, but my father had a pet not a pet, a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Rabbit named Petey when he was growing up, and he talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
But so when I got a rabbit, and I named her Petey, and rabbits smell terribly.
Yeah.
In their little hutches. So we kept her, like, in a hutch in the garage, and we'd bring her out, and she'd bounce around the house and always try to run away because that's what she wanted to do. But I loved her.
Yeah. Yeah. So how old were you on the fateful day?
I don't know.
I think maybe 7, and he was 9.
Okay.
You were 9?
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
So
what happened was Pashi came upstairs, and he said, Petey's in the cutest position. You've got to come down and see him. Mm-hmm. So I went down, and the position was rigor mortis.
Yeah.
Hold on. This was the position.
So this one says to Seth, take Seth away. And
I can tell you. He says to me, I feel weird around dead things.
Right. Yeah. And he thinks you're fine with it.
Yeah.
So he because said, you would touch anything.
That's true. But I feel like you were encouraging me to be a serial killer. Because he said, I'm weird with dead things. Well, you have to go bury Petey. Again, I was 9.
Right. And they don't call New Hampshire the Granite State for nothing.
And it was the winter.
And it was January.
Yeah.
And it was about 20 below zero.
Also, so Josh was crying. You guys gave me a shoebox and told me to go bury Petey.
Right.
Based on the rigor mortis, there was no way of getting Petey's legs into the box.
That's a technicality.
Technicality.
But first, like, before we know any of that, there's like a rock that you've put down as a headstone, and we go out and we have a ceremony.
Yes. So I say Petey is buried. I've put a rock, a headstone. We come out,
and it was like in like a trail where we would always sled, and we'd always have to build up a snowbank so we didn't go over Petey's grave. And Mom would walk by it, and then we're at this dinner, and you're like,
yeah, like 15 years later, and we're drinking, we're having a fun time, we're laughing about the past, and I say, hey, you guys want to hear something funny? I didn't bury Petey. I threw Petey in the garbage.
It was a real dagger.
It was so... I thought everybody would burst out laughing, and nobody did at all.
Yeah, it was daggers.
It was daggers.
Daggers. Daggers.
Oh, there was... Yeah. Yeah,
you couldn't get the shovel into the ground.
No,
you
that was the thing. I was
well.
9 years old. It was freezing, and I couldn't get any dirt up. And all I could think was all Petey ever wanted to do was run away. The worst thing to do would be bury her on the property.
That is true.
I put her in a truck, and I said, go, Petey.
But I thought about the fact for 20 years, when I had to go from one point to another, I would have to walk around that rock. And I felt so stupid. I didn't feel stupid asking you to bury it when you were 9 years old and frozen granite ground in New Hampshire, but I did feel stupid walking around that rock for 20 years.
Well, thank you guys for forgiving me for that. Hey, to Petey, drink to Petey.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle @LateNightSeth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. And please tell your friends who are fans of Seth Meyers to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.